Hi, my name is Stella, and I'm 5 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Stella, and good morning, Kids Commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Get a Job Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll have another hint for our Quizlet coming up after the music today. This week, we're listening to composers who had other full-time jobs in addition to their work as composers. Today, allow me to introduce Dr. Jorge Cardoso. He was born on January the 26th in 1949 in Argentina. We don't know a whole lot about Dr. Cardoso's early life, but we do know that he started winning first prizes at several Argentinian music competitions, one at age 14, another at age 18, and yet another at age 24. And he did all of that while studying to become a doctor. Now, it turns out that being a doctor was not necessarily what he wanted to do with his life. So Jorge Cardoso began composing music. He's written over 400 compositions, and almost all of them involve the guitar in some way. Solo guitar, chamber music, which is guitar plus another instrument, guitar with symphony orchestra, even a guitar orchestra combined with a symphony orchestra. He's written several instruction books for guitar and has taught at the Madrid Royal Conservatory. Today we'll hear his most famous piece, which is called Milonga. The milonga is a type of Argentinian dance that provided the roots later for the tango. From 24 South American pieces, here is the milonga, performed by Interlochen alumna, as a matter of fact, Gohar Vardanyan.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so pretty, isn't it? We just heard the Milonga by composer and Dr. Jorge Cardoso, performed by Interlaken alumna, guitarist, and teacher Gohar Vardanyan. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll hear a band that sounds absolutely terrible on purpose. Okay, Kids Commuters, Quizlet time. All week we're asking you this question, dropping you some hints, and if you get it right, we'll give you a shout-out on the air, send you a prize pack, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50, that's 50 packets, of applesauce from Go-Go Squeeze. Now here's the question. What country's name originates from the tribe Polanyi, which means people living in open fields? And it looks like we gave a good hint yesterday because many of you got it right. Let's give some shout-outs now to Kids Commuters who knew the answer to our Quizlet. Tobias in Honor, Finn in Traverse City, Laura in Bel Air, Fiona in Reed City, Beatrix, Landon and Braden, and Portland, all in Traverse City, Jaylin in Washington Island, Wisconsin, Sam, Jonah, and Welcome Gabe in Traverse City, Lyndon in Frankfurt, Braxton in Kingsley, Mario, Hector, and Catherine in Traverse City, Hazel in Reed City, Luke in Traverse City, Eden and JL in Downing, Wisconsin, Zoe and Jonas in Memphis, Tennessee, and coming in right under the wire during the music today, Arthur and Walter in Traverse City. Congrats to all of you. Good job. Now, here's a hint for those of you who have not gotten the Quizlet yet. This country, the name originates from Polanyi, meaning people living in open fields. It's famous for a delicious dumpling pillow known as the pierogi. It's usually made from noodle flour and boiled or fried or both, and often stuffed with potato and cheese. What country does the pierogi come from? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. We'll have one more hint coming your way tomorrow. By the way, Kids Commuters, we sent out the prize packs for Novel Nutcracker Week yesterday, so watch your mailbox. They should be on the way. Okay, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta banana.
Interlaken Public Radio. Woo!